The Lord certainly wanted that psalm to be read today. Friday last, during our prayer service, we prayed through the confessions, and one of the things I wanted to do was to go through Psalm 35, which is very similar to this particular psalm. I didn't get to do it. I dreamt about it, that I was ministering it on this Sunday. But that's not the word that the Lord has given to me to minister to us this morning. And so blessed to hear that particular psalm being declared. Whoever and whatever is standing as an enemy to you, against you, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that they are cut down and that they are eradicated from your life. In the name of Jesus, whatever that enemy is, it cannot stay. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. If the Lord is saying that there are enemies, then there is. Praise God. And enemies need to be dealt with swiftly. Praise God. So let every enemy be cut down. Yes. The Word of God says, do not suffer or allow a witch to live. Praise God. And we say, witches don't live. Hallelujah. Anything that is contradicting God's will and God's word for you must collapse. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's an enemy. An enemy is that thing that doesn't want you to fulfill your divine purpose and destiny. An enemy tries to delay you. An enemy tries to deprive you of God's will for your life. Whatever that enemy is, whether that enemy is an alcoholic beverage or a drug or a person or thing, today in Jesus' name, let it be canceled. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It shall not stand before you. It shall not stand before your children. It shall not stand in your family. It shall not stand anywhere around you in any shape or form. It must collapse in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Many years ago, the Lord gave me a word, a captivating word that simply said, go beyond believing to knowing. I thought it was very interesting that he would say that. Go beyond believing to knowing. And it began to make clear to me that if you are just in the way, in the place of believing, that you can unbelieve whatever it is that you believed. He said to me, he said, you've got to go beyond believing to knowing, becoming one with the truth. Not just knowing about the truth, become one with the truth. Be one with it. Don't just believe your name is Michael. Know that your name is Michael. Because until you know that your name is Michael, somebody can convince you otherwise. And the word that the Lord has for us this morning is very simple. It is for you and I to accept his word as truth, and being truth, see it as completed and finished. When you know the truth of God and you see it as complete and finished, you can begin then to give thanks. If you don't know that it is complete and finished, You worry. But part of you knowing that it is complete is you knowing the integrity of the person that promised you that he is going to do whatever it is he said he's going to do. My faith is based on my knowing that God is faithful. Amen? And my thanksgiving is instigated by that knowledge. When I'm thankful, it's not because I have what I am looking for in my hands, but because I have a promise. So I'm thankful. And I don't fret about it, and I don't worry about it. I don't concern myself about it, because I know it's done. I know the person who promised it. He will do everything he said he will do. So I rest. Praise God. That is God's calling for every one of us. When you know that God is true, then you must not worry about where you are or what is happening around you now when you have His word. Job, the 8th chapter and the 7th verse, makes a statement that is rather interesting. He says, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Should greatly increase. Now, what concerns me about that statement is that it doesn't say shall. It said should. That then must mean that there's something I need to do to position myself for that to happen. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the word of God is very clear that because the people were not thankful for what God had done, He let them be, and they crashed. Every day of your life and every day of my life, we must be thankful. Hallelujah. We must be what? Thankful. Thanksgiving is crucial for continued increase. This is how you water and fertilize that which has been sown in your life. Thanksgiving. When you're thankful, God begins to do more and more for you. But the problem is that many times people don't celebrate the small thing. We look at the small thing and we cast it away. Unimportant. Mama and I met a man many years ago, maybe about 10, 15 years back, in the nation of Trinidad. He'd lost his mother and father. They were orphans. And I think he had two or three other siblings. One sister. Okay. They were broke. They were living on the street. One day he saw a penny on the street and he picked it up. And he saw another and picked it up. And he saw another and picked it up. And he saw another. And he began looking around for pennies and collecting these pennies and going to the bank and dumping it for them. And well, they thought, you know, this is a little kid, you know, first time. But this kid keeps on coming back with these pennies. And kept on coming with pennies. And kept on coming with pennies. And now they are annoyed about all these pennies that this child is bringing. And said, you roll it yourself. So he started rolling pennies himself. And before you know it, do you know how rich this man is now? Who's there with collecting pennies? He owns banks. And it started with being thankful for pennies. Don't be too big to pick up the 10 cents. The quarter. Oh, if I find $100 on the ground, then I'll pick it up. No, no. If you find one penny, pick it up. Someone say, we don't have pennies anymore. If you take it to the bank, they will take it. Don't neglect the small start. Of what I have here is so small. It is not too small. How much oil, how much flour did the widow have that caused her to be fed during the famine? The little. Don't despise the little that you have for whatever reason. Be thankful for it. There are people that are looking for children and you're busy cursing at your little child. Because it's not like that other child. No, be thankful. You don't know the future of that child. You don't. You're abusing your husband. You're abusing your wife. There are people that will gladly claim that husband or wife of yours. Yeah. We have to be thankful for what we have. Amen? Because God multiplies the little. He likes working with little. Actually, when Gideon presented him with thousands of people, he began to reduce them. Even though the multitude that he had, the army that he had, will not match up with the enemy that they were going to confront, God says, take it down, take it down, take it down, take it down. And when it was as low as he could get it, he said, okay, that's enough. Small. Small. And when Gideon was still afraid to deal with the small that he had, God says, I want you to go listen to what the enemy is saying. And the enemies were prophesying about their doom, even though they had the small. What is it that you have in your house? Just a pot of oil. God says, that's enough. We can work with that. I ask you today, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? Do you express thanksgiving for it so that there can be increase at the latter? Or do you quiver and fret and worry and express disgratitude for whatever reason? Look at what God's word says in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Zechariah 4, 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It is not by your might nor by your power, but by my spirit. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. That is a man speaking to whatever little he has and saying, grace, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You are equipped and you are enabled to do it. What do? We look at our families. We look at our finances. We look at our church. We look at our business. We look at our work. And we say, I don't think this is much. God says, stop saying that. Speak grace to it. It is not by your might. It is not by your power. It is by my spirit. No matter how great the mountain is, when it is by the Spirit of God, that mountain shall be reduced. Amen? Don't discount what you have. Don't discount it. Look at you. You are 5 feet 6 inches, or a six footer, or some people might even be close to 7. But every single person that is that size or whatever size started from something less than a dot. True or not? Started from a little dot, a little bump. Every one of us started from something. and they tell us that you can actually know the time of pregnancy because there's a flash of light. See? When the pregnancy takes place, there's a flash of light. Because everyone that comes to this world is lit by God. And if God is the one that lights you, how can you be small? You're not small. Your ideas are not small. Your capacity is not small. It is God made. And so therefore we must celebrate every moment we have. The life that we have. Stop tearing yourself down or allowing somebody to tear you down and make you feel like you are nobody. You are not a nobody, you are a somebody because God made you so. So you must celebrate and say, I am a testimony in the making. Hallelujah. I am a testimony in the making. So you think I am nobody now. Just watch and see what God can do with a nobody. There was a nobody called David. Even his father did not recognize him. He was not even counted. When Samuel was dispatched to come get the king anointed, his father did not even bother getting him from the field to be in the house. They didn't bother because he was just this little guy, red face, pimpled face, whatever. That nobody believed in. But God was doing something behind the scenes with him. When he said, I slew a lion or I slew a bear, they said, no, you get that out of here, you lying fool. But it was true. God was using him in small little ways. Nobody else knew but him and the lion, him and the bear. But those things were happening in his life. Now, what you say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm saying, why don't you for a moment stop and consider what God may have been doing with your life that nobody else knows about? Nobody else knows about what is happening in your life, how great it is, how amazing it is, All they know is that you are a nobody. But if you will be thankful, because that's how David finally got Goliath down. He was thankful. He remembered, God did this for me. God did this before. And if he did it, this uncircumcised Philistine has no chance. He was thankful. Who are you mounting before Zerubbabel? You're coming down. Hallelujah. And Zechariah 4 and verse 8 says this. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, in verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. What is God saying? God is saying, listen, I started with you. I will finish with you. Are you hearing me? I started this with you. I will finish with you. I am not one who despises small beginnings. I don't despise small beginnings. I complete whatever I started. And I prophesy over you today. If God has ever started anything with you, I want you to know that he is a completer. He is not an absentee father who started and quit. He completes. He's a completer. I said he's a completer. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. If he's the beginning and the end, he's everything in between. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And listen to what it says in verse 10. For who had despised? Who had despised the day of small things? Who's done that? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. For with those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Now, I know there's a lot of information here that you don't have any background to right now, but there were seven that were present, seven eyes that represented God who sees everything. Amen? God sees everything. And therefore, if you don't despise small beginnings, then you are certain to know this, that the God who sees everything knows how to maneuver you little person, you little underdog, and get you right to the top. Hallelujah. There is no stopping God. But you and I must express thanksgiving for what he has done already. He who said in Job chapter 8 and verse 7, your latter days should greatly increase, proved it. Job lost everything, but in Job 42, beginning to read from verse 10, Job chapter 42, beginning to read from verse 10, we read these words. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. That's the second thing. Don't just be concerned about yourself. Be concerned about those around you. Who are these friends? These friends are the friends that came accusing him, putting him down and saying all kinds of crazy things about him, maligning his life. And Job prayed for them. Why did he pray for them? He prayed for them because he forgave them. When you are willing to forgive those that are resisting God's will for your life, God will do what he wants to do in your life. He says the Lord turned the captivity. He turned the captivity. He turned the what? Captivity. Now, if he turned the captivity, it means that Job was captured. Are you with me? He was captured. He was a prisoner of war. But God turned it around. He says he did it when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Amen? He gave him what? Twice as much as he had before. Verse 11. He says, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters. Though that's the people that had abandoned him. They all came back. And all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. Wow. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and every one an earring of gold. You know, whatever one person gives to you may not be much, but when every little starts adding up, it ends up becoming much. Are you with me? Somebody comes and gives you $5. Don't act crazy. Say, thank you, Lord. You don't know what that $5 means to that person. So maybe they gave you $5 to insult you. Thank you, Lord. Because one of these days you're going to find out that God multiplies the seed sown. God has increase on his mind. Hallelujah. God has what? Increase on his mind. God's the God who increases. He says they came and they gave him a piece of money and some gold. Word of God continues. He says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He blessed his latter more than his beginning. He blessed his latter more than his beginning. I hear you, Lord. The Lord says to say to every one of us here that the beginning of Job was considered small to God, but Job was the wealthiest man in the East. The Lord says, when I say small, I do not say small based on how you see it. I say small based on how I see it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is small to God? God is saying to us, child of God, that I'm well capable of blessing you beyond what you can imagine. I am God who blesses your latter days. Praise the Lord. In the natural, most people get poor in their latter days because they have worked during their younger days and now they are no longer working and therefore things naturally will go down. That is the way of the world. But God doesn't think that way. God thinks, in your latter days, I will continually increase you, not based on, not by might, not by power, but by my what? Spirit, says the Lord. God can increase you in your latter days. Rather than you diminishing, he can propel you and cause you to have more than you used to have. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fear that most people have is that they're going to have less down the line. And so they try to grab everything they can grab when they can grab it. And God says, that's not how I think. That's not how I want to deal with you. I want you to live your life to the full. Every day, recognizing that I am the God who meets all of your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen? So don't be afraid of your retirement. And by the way, don't place your faith on Canada pension. Hello? If that's where your faith is misplaced. Place your faith in God. Amen? He is well able to meet every need in your life according to his riches in glory. And so celebrate with thanksgiving that which you have now. For what you have now is little. It's little. But celebrate it. For in your latter days, it will experience supernatural increase. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. In verse 13, he had also 7 sons and what? 3 daughters. Praise the Lord. Everything is getting doubled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what God wants to do for every one of us. Do you receive it? Do you receive it? That God can bless you. And that you need to thank God for what you have now. If what you have now is only your life, thank God that you are still breathing. Praise God. Because there are people younger than you that are no longer breathing. If you have your hands and you can clap them, thank God for the ability to clap. Whatever it is you have, give God praise for it. Amen? If you don't have any pain in your body, thank God for that. Praise the Lord. You know, I used to think, you know, certain healings were not, there's nothing to that. You have a headache, got healed. Headache. Until I had a headache. Then I knew, oh, getting healed from headache, that's a big deal. You have a backache. Oh, God healed my back. Oh, go and sit down. Let's look for better testimonies than that. Then I had a backache. Then I said, oh, praise the Lord. I thank God I can bend and get back up. Celebrate every moment. Every moment is what celebrating with thanksgiving. Just thank God. And you'll be amazed at how much more you get. You know, I found something to be true. Those who are thankful get more. Yeah. People who are thankful get more. And you know who are thankful? People who don't assume that it is their right to get it. Think about that. You owe me. If you think you owe me and you need to do this for me, you're really not really thankful when you get it. But when you have the privilege knowing, hey, you know, even if they owe me, the very fact that they paid me back, this is a big deal. You celebrate with thanksgiving because the guy can, shaft you and decide not to pay you. And what are you going to do? Put him in jail? You put him in jail, that's how you're going to get your money? No. So that they even paid you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Thanks for helping me. Thanks for doing this for me. Thanks for even smiling. You stretch your hand to shake somebody's hand and they keep their hands in the back. Your hands is stuck. Now you have to put your head down and say, that they stretch their hand to respond. Thank God. Nobody owes you anything. So just thank God for every situation. Because when you are thankful, you open the floodgates of blessings into your life. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 So this man experienced increase. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 for a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. And move a little bit faster. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Who's this person? This is a person that is thankful for whatever it is that he has right now, recognizing that God has more. God has more. God has more blessings, more favor, more resources, more things to bring into your life. Eyes haven't seen it. Neither have ears heard it. Neither has it even entered into the heart of man. That means that whatever it is that God has prepared for you is unprecedented. Amen? Hallelujah. Unprecedented things. Things that nobody else has ever experienced. Something new God is doing. But if you're not thankful and you despise the small beginning, I can assure you, you will not experience that which God has prepared. You have to be thankful. You have to be thankful. Even for the painful experiences, be thankful. Do you know pain is a gift? Yeah. Mama says, shows that you're not a leper. Pain causes you to remove yourself from bad situations, or else you keep on blindly going into it until you are wiped out. So thank God for everything that you are experiencing. When you are no longer feeling pain in your leg, the chances are they might cut it off. Because no pain means there's no blood flow, there's no life. Are you with me? Be thankful. Just be thankful. You will not know what good is if you've not seen bad. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful for the mind that God has given to you to be able to discern. Thankful for your eyes, for your ears, for your hands, your fingers. Everything. Be thankful. God has something in store for you that is better and greater than whatever it is that you have now, because God has increase on his mind all the time. Where you are right now is not where you will always be. Praise God. Let's change. Newness every day. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 22. Isaiah 60 and verse 22. The word of God is very clear about changes. For us as a church, we can look at our setting and all that we have and consider, God, what else do you have in store? When will this happen and when will that happen? And there are many sons and daughters of God all around the world that are considering, God, when are you going to do this and when are you going to do that? And God wants every one of us to focus on what we have now and be thankful for what we have now. Be thankful. I have to be thankful for who it is God has brought into my life. The many or the few. Be thankful. And celebrate everyone. For God says, a little one shall become what? A thousand. A little one. The little one may be 5 people. The little one may be 10 people. The little one may be 100. The little one may be 200. But whatever it is, it's little. God says, shall become 1,000. And a small one, a strong nation. A small one, a strong nation. Because God has big things on his mind. And guess what he says? I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Praise the Lord. I will hasten it in his time. In other words, you are not going to be late. Hallelujah. You will not be late. You will arrive. You will be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and nothing is going to stop you. A little one, 1,000. A small one, a strong nation. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I think about Israel right now, a small one. Compared to the nations around it, a small one. But guess what? Everybody has to bow down to the fact and recognize the fact that Israel is a strong nation. Praise the Lord. That is a promise of God. And how did he do it? He hastened it in the time. A nation becoming a nation in one day. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for God. I don't care how difficult things may be for you right now. It is all temporary. Praise the Lord. Things may be hard right now, but it is temporary. Let me say it a third time. Things may be hard right now, but it is what? Temporary. You will break forth on every side and accomplish whatever God has on his mind for you, and they are wonderful, great things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. I want to read something to you there in Isaiah 61 and verse 3. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. 61 and verse 3. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them what? Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God is the one who's going to be glorified through all of this. Whatever it is that you are experiencing, God will be glorified. Don't neglect those small beginnings. God changes situations. He will exchange beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There will be an exchange. Amen? You are not always going to be the way you are now. Praise the Lord. It will get better. And if you are in the place of better, it will get to the place of best. And when God gets to the best, he will make the best better. Praise the Lord. God always has something off his sleeves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Something on his mind that will improve whatever it is that you have now. You know, it used to be said, if it is not broken, don't break it. But a man thought after outside the box and said, if it is not broken, break it. People thought he was crazy, but he was the wisest man and the sharpest knife in a box. If it's not broken, break it. Why? Because you cannot stay stuck in limitation. And as long as you embrace limitation and think it cannot be better, it will never be better. So get rid of whatever it is that is causing you to think in a limited way and say, there is better yet. Are you with me? There is something better. 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 Because that's how God thinks. God thinks there is something better. We can do better. And as a people, we must think that way. There is something better. There is something better. There is something better. It is because there is something better that caused the man out in the desert in Dubai to build a mall and thought, there is something better. Let's have a skin place right here in the mall. There's something. What kind of craziness is that? But there's something better. We can have snow here. We'll manufacture it, and people will be able to ski. Where outside? No, inside this building. What? You nuts? No, there's something better. We can do better. There is something better. In the desert, let's have lakes. What? Let's have lakes. We'll have sheep coming in here. Is something wrong with you? No, we're going to have lakes. And we're going to build all kinds of interesting things because somebody thought there is something better because they did not neglect the small beginning. Years ago, not too long ago, there was only one main good road in the city of Dubai until somebody said, let's thank God for this and let's celebrate what we've got. And in the midst of celebrating, let's get other people to come celebrate with us. What would they want to come celebrate here? So they say, building, and you have one of the most beautiful cities in the world because somebody decided Let's thank God. Whatever God they are serving, but they were thanking somebody. And when you celebrate what you've got, other people will come and celebrate with you. If you don't celebrate your little, nobody else has any reason to come celebrate with you. There's this adage I heard when growing up. If you don't like your mother's soup, who will like it? If you can't celebrate your mother's cooking, don't expect me to come eat at your house. You don't like your mom's food? You want me to come there? No way. I'm going to Burger Town, McDonald's. That's where I'm going. I'm not coming to your house to eat what? No. But when you like your mother's food, even when the people come and taste it and don't like it, you see, what exactly does he like about this? And they will take another spoon. Maybe the next spoon might be better. And before you know it, their taste bud will change to celebrate with you because you're celebrating it. If you don't celebrate your husband, your wife, who do you want to come celebrate them? Don't celebrate your children. Who is coming to celebrate your children? You don't celebrate your church. Who is going to come celebrate it? You don't celebrate and thank God for the car that you have. Who is going to honor it? Thank God for your small beginnings. Keep your car clean. Oh, I don't have a Mercedes Benz. You're not going to get one if you don't take care of your rust buster car right now. Wash it with all the rust. Clean it. Hang a deodorant inside. Hallelujah. God will see that you are taking care of that little that you've got and will bring something else to you. But you treating your car like it is. I don't even spell the word. But it starts with a C and it ends with a P. That's all I have to say about that. If that's how you're treating your car, that's how everyone is going to celebrate it. Be thankful for what you've got. Hallelujah. Iron your holy pants. People are actually buying holy pants too. I go around the street and I see people wearing, my goodness, you see all these clothes, holes all over the place, torn. I say, hey, poor man can celebrate with this. And they paid $300, $500, $1,000 for those jeans. Yours is homemade. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. You didn't have to pay $1,000 for that holy jeans. Just give God praise. Clean it up. Iron it. It's a good thing. Glory be to God. Say, I don't have an iron. I tell you a cheap way to fix that. Get a bottle of water, put hot water inside of it, and just roll it. You will iron. It's heat. Anything you got to do to just celebrate with thanksgiving what you've got is good. Stop complaining about every little thing. Complain about this. People start running away from you because you're a complainant. You don't need that. Don't belittle yourself. And think less of yourself. God created you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, We read these words. He says, and out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will do what? Multiply them. That's how we started. Thanksgiving, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be what? Small. That's what God has on his mind. But you and I must be thankful. We must celebrate with thanksgiving what we have. Celebrate your family. Celebrate your business. Celebrate your church. Celebrate what you have in your hand. Every little thing counts. And God says it's not going to remain small. When thanksgiving is there, it will not remain small. I'll change it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Listen. You know, in Matthew 15 and verse 34, the Lord is feeding thousands of people. He says, and Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? How many loaves do you have? This is one of those stories that we don't hear all the time. We hear about the five loaves and two fishes in Matthew 14, but we don't hear this one. He said, how many loaves have ye? And he said, seven, and a few little fishes. Okay? And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. This is a common factor between both parables. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave what? And gave what? And gave what? Thanks. He gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. But Jesus, who is the leader, gave what? Thanks. And he gave it to them. And the Bible says in verse 37, and they did all eat and were what? Filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. They took what? Seven baskets full. Excuse me. Seven loaves, a few fishes, fed the thousands. He says, and they that did eat well, how many? 4,000 men, beside the women and children. 4,000 men, seven loaves, a few fishes, and they collected at the end seven baskets full. What he started with was small. He completely fed everybody, 4,000 hungry men, not counting the women and the children, and he still ended up with seven baskets, more than where he started. Are you with me? Point. The small thing that you are giving thanks for is going to solve whatever problem you've got, and still, because God is a God of increase, experience increase at the end. Do you get a point? So God is simply saying there is not going to be depletion of whatever it is that you have. When you get to the end, you will have more than you started with, even though you had issues to deal with the little that you started with. This is God. He has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who's standing in your way. You will overcome and at the end have more than you started with. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. So be thankful. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Matthew chapter 14, let me go through this one real quickly. Matthew 14, 17 through 21. You know this one very well. And it said, we have here 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Again, representing 7. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. He what? Blessed and broke. So what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is about you saying, I bless what I have. I speak the blessing of God. I thank you for this, and I speak the blessing of God. The blessing of God is a continual increase. The blessing of God adds, multiplies, and doesn't add sorrow. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you have, bless it with thanksgiving. Praise God. And the Bible says in verse 20, it says, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. They took of the what? Fragments. The what? Fragments. Now, why are you looking for fragments? Because you are thankful for everything that God gave you. Fragments. Who goes to collect fragments? But when they finish collecting those fragments, they filled 12 baskets. He had less, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He had more people, 5,000 hungry men. And he still ended up with more baskets. Even the less produced even the more. When he had 7 and he fed 4,000 hungry men, he only had how many baskets? 7. 7 is less than 12. Are you with me? So, point. The less you've got and you are thankful for will produce even more at the end. Because when God is in it, all things are possible. So thank God. Stop griping about every little thing. People complain about their work. Complain until they don't have that job. Then now they know, oh, at least I was making some money. Now your tummy is hungry and you can't feed it. But you are not thankful for what you had when you had it. Listen, when you're thankful for it, when you celebrate what you've got, when you just give thanks for what you've got, doors will open for you and God's name will be glorified in you and through you. I end with this verse. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. Luke 9, 62. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So, Pastor, why are you pointing to this particular verse? Because people who take their hands off the plow are people who are not thankful for the opportunity. They look back. Says, you don't deserve kingdom response. You don't deserve it. When you're thankful, you put your hands onto the plow and you commit yourself to do what you're called to do, God will open doors for you. Amen? Doors are not going to be shut on men and women that are celebrating the goodness of God. Thankful. I end with this story somebody sent to me maybe a few years back, and I got it again recently. A young man spent his time complaining because the father will say, shut those lights. If you're not in that room, shut the lights off. Straighten that thing up there. Straighten, put it together properly. And the dad is after him over and over and over and over again. Now he's grown and he's in his 20s, I believe. And he's trying to get out of that house as badly as he can. And so he had this job situation or interview that he was going to go to. He ironed his clothes, took care of everything, and went out for this employment interview. He comes out, and outside he sees a garden hose. It's running water. And he goes and he shuts it off. Because the dad taught him, don't allow waste. So he shut it off. And he goes into the building, and sure, there is a desk, a fan that was blowing, and there's nobody there. He shuts it off. He goes further, and he sees a room where there was a light burning, and nobody's in the room. He shuts it off. He goes to the place where they were having the gathering and sees all these people in there, people going, and soon after they leave. Kept on going in and sitting down there, and fans blowing in a particular area, nobody's in there. He goes in and shuts that fan off and he sits down. And finally they call him. He comes in and he's expecting an interview. And they said, they welcomed him in and said, you're employed. And he says, don't you have questions to ask me? No, we don't have any questions. But I'm employed. Yes. So they said, we've been watching you on the monitor here. The camera saw you when you turned off the tap. And when you took care of all of those things before you came here, you're the kind of person we can work with because you are attentive, responsible, and committed. He got a job. He didn't know all these years. So he took off back home, hugged his dad, and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are not a bad man. You were good because of you, what you taught me. I got a job. Are you with me? When you and I are thankful, we create an atmosphere and a lifestyle that causes God to pour out blessings upon us. Because when you are thankful to God, you'll be thankful in your way and your attitudes towards men for the little thing that they do. And people remember, even the most little thing you don't know. A man called me yesterday. He said, I'm in a hospital. I said, oh, that's not good. He said, I fell in my apartment and had to have hip surgery, and I'm such and such a hospital. I said, oh, okay. I'll try to see if I can drop by and visit with you. He said, oh, no, don't bother yourself. He said, I can never forget when I came, and please, I'm not blowing my trumpet here. Just trying to make a point. when I saw you at a store, mentioned this store, and I had an item with me that I didn't have money to pay for, and I asked you if you don't mind me adding it to your grocery list. I said, and you said, you took it and you paid for it and you dipped your hand in your pocket and you gave me some money, extra money. He said, I will never forget. To me, it was small. I don't even remember it. But he remembered it. Are you with me? He remembered it. And if I wasn't planning on going to visit him at the hospital, guess what I will do? I'm going to go visit that man and that hospital because he was thankful. You want God to be involved in your situation? Learn to be thankful for your little. For that little will generate more. Amen? Praise the Lord. Rise with me.